Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Nothing But the Truth. This is our season finale show here today. It's going to be a very long show. I have some prominent guests coming in. We're going to have a panel, and we're going to talk about some very important issues in our relationship. But before I even go in on to that, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go ahead and break it down into two panels. We're going to have one panel going to talk about the same thing as the second panel, but I want to get everyone on it because I want everyone to have a perspective of what these people are talking about. I wanted to get these people because all of them have something good to talk about, and it's great to have them all on here, basically, so that way you just won't get one answer. You'll get many answers, and we're going to have some stories, and we're going to have a good time to talk on here and do this thing. So before I even start, I want Lisa to go ahead and start it off real quick. Let's see. If I can find her on here. Miss Lisa, are you here?
Nothing But the Truth is our radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with a loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. At Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it. Now I'm going to introduce you to the cast.
I got it, Lisa. I got a cast here for you. I got Mr. 910. But before I even do that right there, I also have DT coming in here. We got the Dean. We got Chi-Town supposed to come in here. We have Will Wavy, the Game, coming in here. You have a lot of more other people coming in here, two newcomers as well, too. You got the guys on the corner. I mean, I have a lot. We got Flash as well, too. We have people supposed to come in. I can't make no guarantees. DT's online right now. Oh, also, I can't forget the executive producer, Mr. JF, is on here as well, too. But before we even start, I'm going to go ahead and jump into this news. Let me bring Mr. 910 in here. Mr. 910, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good.
I'm ready to light this fire, man, get this started, man. But let's go into our stories today. I have some stories that people are not going to believe. I got some important news, I got some funny news, and I got some bizarre news. Let me go ahead and start it off real quick here. Burger King denies condom found in Whopper. Man filed suit after he claimed he bit into a condom in his hamburger. Can you believe that, Mr. 910?
Man, that's crazy right there, man. Somebody was humping the hamburger.
The owner of Burger King franchise says there's no merit to the man's claim that he bit into an unwrapped condom while eating a sandwich he bought there. Franchise owner Carol Corpse of Syracuse, New York, says confident that no Carol employee placed any foreign object in the food. The company say in a statement release, Heartless 24 of Fairhaven claims in a lawsuit that he bought a Southwestern burger, or Whopper, you want to call it, at the restaurant and Wolfland, Vermont on June 18th and made the discovery when he got home and started eating it. The suit filed last month six damages for pain, suffering, emotional distress, and medical expenses. The company said it plans to file a formal response to the lawsuit soon. We were certain in June that there was no validity to the claim, says the vice president and general counsel of Carroll Corp. We doing what we can do to investigate what to make sure the truth comes out. He also released a statement. We have a long-term relationship with this franchise and have faith in the investigation they perform in June. The statement reads, Alfred Burns, sanitary supervisor of Vermont Health Department, says state investigators found nothing wrong in the restaurant at the time as far as the tampering and contamination are concerned. But we have investigations couldn't rule out the possibility that someone had placed a condom in the sandwich. Heartless, a student at Green Mountain College in Hosni, some college, said he kept the sandwich and condom as evidence. It was never my intention to file a lawsuit in the first place, he said. I just wanted to have the insurance that they would pay my medical bills if something happened to me. Now, what do you think about that, Mr. 910?
Hello?
What do you think about that? About the condom man, you know?
If it's true, man, that's just nasty, man. It's
I don't think they food.
Yeah, they check the food before you eat it.
Yeah, that's nasty. Go ahead and finish what you were saying, Mr. 910.
Oh, no, I feel like you said I can check the food, man, cause that's awful, man. You know, what's somebody doing to your food, you know?
Yeah, that's really bad, man. That's really bad. Now, guys, if y'all are trying to call in or listening, I know y'all are listening. I know people out there listening. Call into the show later on, because I know I'm letting my people talk first. My guest coming, because DT's in here. We're going to let her talk. We're going to talk about the issue that we have, and we're going to let people come in here and talk. The number to the show is 646-716-7911. You can call in. Also, you can log in. Tell your friends to log in. Let them listen to us because we're going to have some good stuff going on. I was trying to tell this one girl who had three kids that she needed to listen to the show, but she said that I don't know what I'm talking about. But, hey, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You know, I don't have kids, but, you know, she's not married. Three kids, three different men. You know who you are, but, hey, you do you. The number to that site. The website is www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth. Excuse me. Something caught up. Okay. The news goes also going to be short because we got to get to it because we got a lot of people coming in on here. It's Ike Turner. He died at the age of 76 on December 13, 2007. I know him from the negative thing. Let me talk about the positive stuff. Now, he rose in the 50s and became a star performing with his ex-wife, Tina Turner. They got married in the 50s. There's no further information about the cause of his death. Other things that you need to know that him and his wife won a Grammy in 1972 for Proud Mary. In 07, again, he was awarded with the record industry's top honor for a traditional blues album, Rising with the Blues. In 91, he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What do you think about that, Mr. 910?
I'm sad to hear that, you know, he passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't want to talk anything negative about him. I'm going to talk about good things. It's not good to talk about negative stuff about someone who can't come back and defend himself. But anyway, let's talk about Obama. That's right, Obama. And dead heat with Clinton in the White House. That was the article, but I summarized it. The race is in a statistical dead heat in Iowa. Our crucial nominating caucus is on January 3rd, and a dogfight in New Hampshire, which votes 5 days later. It's going to be on, Mr. 910. Obama's coming up. People doubting him, but he's coming up. And I'm going to just tell you what they told me in the article. Both are pushing to win over the undecided voters in Iowa. That deals with Clinton and Obama just neck to neck. Some say that when Obama speaks, it's more inspirational than Clinton. Yet people look at this inexperience. That's what they're looking at, his inexperience. But he has confidence to back that up. And I told you before, Mr. Nolan, if you got confidence, people will follow you anywhere.
True,
okay.
Right.
Okay, Sunday, this past today, Sunday, he won backing of an influential Boston Globe newspaper, the New England Political Power Broker. Okay. Notice, Clinton had a big lead. I want you to know that. She had a big lead over Obama, like 20 to 30 points over him, right? You heard about that, did you not, Mr. 910?
I heard about it.
But now, all of a sudden, it's just like she's not so, you know, in a lead anymore. It's a tie. So how did you come from being 30 points behind to all the way up there? That's confidence, I say. Or that people could have been messing with the data because of statistics, and some of these people are controlling these polls. You can't always go by polls. You got to look at who's doing this. And Iowa do not, I want you to know this, too. I want everyone to know this. Iowa do not like gutter politics. That means throwing mud in people's faces. They do not like that. They do not like that at all, because it's very important that you understand that and that you know what we're talking about here, because you do need to know about the politics. I don't want people talking about, I don't know, I don't vote. You do vote. Whether you don't vote at all, it still counts one way or another. And people think, well, whatever. But there's no excuse. But after that, that is our news, and let me put the little buzzer on here.
Sure.
Well, also, if y'all are trying to get in, you can talk to us in the chat room so you can send us a message. The chat room is open up, and I'm willing to listen to everyone and pass questions to everyone else. Let me go ahead and bring in Miss DT here. Miss DT, you are on the air. How are you doing, DT?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. A little sick here, you know, but I'm going to make it. Let me bring in Mr. JF. I know that's his number right there. Mr. JF, how are you doing?
How's everybody doing? I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Yeah, I mean, we did the news. I know y'all were like, dang, you know, that's kind of crazy, but hey, it happens, you know?
The world is strange these days.
I know, man. I tell you about that. The lady with the three kids told me that I don't know what I was talking about. I think that's crazy as well, too, but let's go ahead and go into our subject right now. Let's talk about exes. You know the subject tonight is about exes. Why do they tend to try to come back in our lives and their methods they use? Hey, I want to give a description to everyone that's listening. This show is our season finale, which y'all all know. Do not miss the show. I told everyone, do not miss it. I've been advertising it. It's out there now. Everyone's tuning in now to listen to it because Blog Talk just made this a big advertisement feature. And I want to go ahead and give that question to Miss DT about, you know, the exes. Why do they do this?
Well, you've always got one person who's unresolved, and they want to find out. They want to find out why they got the boot, and they're searching for an answer, and they don't want to let go. And part of it has to do with, you know, a habit thing. It's that person is someone that they know. They don't want to start all over again with somebody new. So it's like a little bit of a lazy thing, a habit thing. That's probably dancing into the equation as well.
It's crazy. I had where some exes just kept chasing me. I just thought that was crazy, too. And, I mean, some exes, I think, they do play games as far as mess with your mind to see what you would do, how to get a reaction. And I just want to give my thoughts, you know, about that as well, too. I want to ask Mr. JF what he thinks about that.
Oh, we've had this discussion many a times. exes can be a tricky thing. Now, my motto is, you know, after trial and error, X the X. I agree with DT in the fact that, you know, it's a habit thing. You know, people get stuck in a rut. I think it's an ego thing, too, you know, where, you know, maybe your ex does not want to see you or see someone else replace them. I mean, it's a complicated, oftentimes tragic thing.
It's a territory thing for some people. You know, they might not want you themselves, but they don't want anyone else to have you either.
True.
That's crazy. I think we got someone here, another guest host coming in here. 678, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Reggie.
Reggie, he's the infidel guy. Hey, y'all got to check him out as well, too. We just came into the discussion. We've got DT here. We got Mr. 910 here. We got JF, and of course, you know who I am. So the question is for tonight is this. Why do exes try to come back in our lives? And, you know, some of the methods that they use, and DT was lighting us up with the information as well as Mr. JF. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Well, thus far, I happen to catch what DT was saying, and I agree with her 100%. A lot of that is being essentially used to a particular way of or dealing with a particular person. And it is, and especially once that person, for instance, has dated for a little while, they very quickly see that the grass is not greener on the other side. It is very, very difficult to relearn, someone, especially to learn someone, and to, you know, go over this process all over again. And it's very difficult, and people tend to just go ahead and rightly so. Yes, they are lazy, but rightly so, because it is very, very trying and very, very difficult to start all over again. It's very difficult. So I know why people do it, but they need to understand, I believe, as I heard DT mention, no, I think it might have been JF, mentioned that, you know, there's a reason why you exed her, I mean, or exed him. And it's important to keep looking at those reasons why you did that, and that will probably keep you sane, because people typically don't change overnight. Like my mom told me once, there are things about people that can change, and then there's a category of things that people simply cannot change. And once you have an entire list of things that simply cannot change, then and you're unhappy with those things, then it's a pretty good bet that you moved on for the right reason.
Yeah, that's true as well. I mean, to me, I think some of these exes that go crazy like that, they really do need to understand life has more stuff to it than just being with that one person or just, you know, going out crazy and trying to chase them down with a car or whatever. Mm. That has happened to me. I ain't gonna lie. For real.
I remember that.
See? Wow. See, Mr. 910 remembers that, see?
See, now, of course,
something to the person. I was asking how their day was.
Now, Luke, you know me. I'm always, I like to jump on the other side. Now, of course, one would have to wonder, what kind of women are you dating?
I think it's something in the water in Greensboro, North Carolina. Something.
Yeah.
Get me taped like that. Yeah, everyone asked me about that.
See, now you know, ladies and gents, you know, when you ask them about somebody's past, ask them, has they ever run anyone over? Have they ever tried to run anyone over? It's very important, yeah.
That's a good first date question, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I hear these comments about how psycho is the woman, I always have to say, you know, dude, it takes two to tango. It's like, what did you do to cause that reaction? I mean, granted, some of these ladies might be psycho on their own right, but, you know, the guys aren't saints either. They probably did something to make her go crazy.
I don't think that'll hold up in court very well, but.
Shoot. Let's talk about the next thing, as far as exes. What are some of the things that y'all think should be taken care of when, like, an ex is gone? Basically, with that, you moved on with your life. And you're doing your own thing. They say, they don't want to be with you. I moved on. I'm getting married, this and that. But all of a sudden, they come back in to get information about you. What do you think about that right there?
Either something, man, she trying to see what you're doing, what you're doing with your life, or something going right with her relationship, man. She's trying to check, let me see what such and such is doing. Like he said earlier, something, you know, the grass is always green on the other side.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes people do that as well to confirm or to make them feel better about the decisions that, you know, they're making in their lives. If that ex-girlfriend or boyfriend knows that you moved on, then they feel that they can move on. And so sometimes they ask questions to find out where you are in your life so that they know what the next step is that they can make, whether they can go out and get some themselves or whatever the case may be. Sometimes that's the case, too.
It's crazy. DT, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, I see. I agree with Reggie's mom. It's like the ex is an ex for a reason. I mean, usually most people don't make a snap decision, you know, to get that person out of your life. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of thought went into it, and, you know, just stay with your thought. They are in that category for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. And the other comment that you said, Reggie, about, you know, you're looking over there to make sure they've moved on with their life. You know, really, you have no control over them. You can only control your life. So, you know, it's all well and good to look out after them, but I don't think we're here for that, really.
Mm. Well, I don't do that, but I'm saying I know people who do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, JF, what you think? I mean, we want to get everyone's thoughts on equal question, you know, we have here.
Well, I agree mostly with what Reggie and DT said, and Snot10. Me personally, and one thing I'm going to speak to this from a male perspective, I take an extremely hard line stance on exes. My whole philosophy is, you know, like everyone said, they're ex for a reason. And, you know, after we're done with the relationship, you know, pretty much cut off all ties. I mean, I know that can be hard sometimes because you may have, you know, mutual friends in common, and you may, you know, visit the same places.
That sucks.
For me, change the routine, you know, meet new people, meet new friends. The only time, in my opinion, that you should be in contact with an ex is if, you know, you share a child together. You know, other than that, I mean, you know, any investment properties, any mutual property, just, you know, at the time of the break, split that, go your separate ways. I mean,
that's true right there. But some of them, they just don't get the hint. And I want to go on to that soon, too, as well. You know, why I don't get the hint that, look, I don't want to be with you no more. I moved on. And they're like, no.
Well, the problem is no one should be hinting.
Well, like they say, leave me the hell alone. I hate your guts.
Well, I guess it's not a hint.
Your father should have just spilled his stuff, his essence on the bed instead of messing up society.
Okay.
I had people say that to someone before. I didn't say that to a person, but they still can't take no for an answer. What do you do then?
Jeez.
You
call the police? I don't know.
Yeah.
Restraining order.
You have to give them an ultimatum. You have to say, here's my line in the sand. If you don't abide by it, then if you need to call in a third party like the police or whatever, then that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. I feel
you. Close the door.
Let's go on to the next thing I want to talk about as well. I mean, some people say they want to work out the relationship. Some people say they want to go away with it because it's just a reason why they're exes. But I do have a story for y'all that I do want to read on the air. And I want to see what y'all think about it. I want y'all to analyze this, you know. I know some of y'all are going to be like, okay, where did the story come from? But I got it from a friend, and he wanted me to read this. He said, hey, folks, like I say, I'm a guy from nothing but truth. No, I'm doing the story here, but I'm going to go ahead and go with it. He doesn't say his name because, you know, he's scared. He don't want to, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to get stuck, I guess, because this girl's still chasing him. His ex contacted him out of the blue and was wanting to know what he was doing with his life. He mentioned about this show, and he knows the importance for knowing a person that you really want to have a relationship with before having sex. Like the first night, he says. Out of the blue, his ex comes out and says she stopped having sex with her guy that she claimed that she is supposed to marry. Next year, or she claims to say next year, she also says to the guy, wrote this, that her and the dude have been together for 2 years. The guy was like, why is she telling me all this? She is pointing out to the ex that she wished that things were worked out differently if those two were together. And even though her man's father wants her to wear an army shirt because it deals with military and stuff, she still wants to wear the Navy shirt, the one that the ex gave her over 2 years ago. He wants to know, what is the reason for her to tell him all this information about this guy and that she's not in his life anymore, and he's not in her life no more. And he just, she's bragging to him about marriage and stuff. But why are you contacting me? That's the question that she wants to know.
Oh, that's ugly.
Say what?
I said that's just ugly. Man, I mean, there are a variety of different reasons why people do that, I'm sure, as DT's probably going to chime in here in a minute. It really depends on what that person knows about this individual. I mean, you would think that person would know better than us, you know. What did they say when they broke up? How was their relationship when they broke up? Things like that. Like, was it said that before they broke up, for instance, that, I hope you find happiness in whatever you do. Well, at that point, then she's probably is going to call him up and talk about, well, I am happy, I found this guy, whatever the case may be, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes people do things like that out of spite. They'll call him up just let him know how happy they are compared to how unhappy they were with them, just to kind of rub it in a little bit. So, I mean, there are a variety of different reasons. It's a little broken for me to understand the letter completely, but from the gist, it that's my response.
Okay. What about you, Ms. DT?
My take would be she's not done with it. She's not done with the old guy. I mean, there's still feelings and issues, you know, unresolved issues there.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be done with her, but she's definitely not done with him. She's not closed that chapter on that book.
Sounds familiar.
So I think if I were the new guy coming in on the scene, I don't know. I think I would have a red flag go up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just shocked by her. Well, I'm before I even get my thoughts, I'm going to let everyone get their thoughts on this. Mr. 910, what is your thoughts on that?
I'm going with DT said, man. She still got feelings for the old person. You know, she's still in love with the old person, you know.
Okay. Mr. J.F.
Take number one, never leave your contact info, ever. I mean, just. He shouldn't have even entertained the communication. I mean, he should have.
That's right.
It should have been, you know, okay, she's thinking about me, move on. But, you know, I agree with the other panelists. I mean, she has some either unresolved feelings or, which I personally think is more likely, the spite thing. It's like, you know, ha-ha, I've got someone else. Do you have someone else? If not, well, man, I'm doing better than you. You know, I came out ahead as far as the breakup's concerned, you know. So,
right, and we don't know the whole story. There's a lot we don't know, you know.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I doubt the writer's going to be completely honest about his screw-ups. So, I mean, never know.
Yeah.
What was he abusive, you know, or verbally? You know, did he tell her she was fat? I mean what? I mean, we really don't know, you know, what's going on. I mean, I'm going something similar with one of my exes. I mean, she's always asking me, well, she always says things like, I know you're screwing all these women. And, oh, is that your girlfriend? Or, I know you want to spend time with your girlfriends this weekend. She just says things like that. So it's kind of like, what the hell's that about? So I think, as DT would probably agree, there's still feelings that she has for me. And that's a way of trying to confirm something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. But to me, I think it's scary, though, because, I mean, why would she want to put her personal life like that out there to this guy about her man? So we don't have sex no more, though. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you telling me this stuff? I'm not a doctor.
Well, she was, I mean, that part, she was throwing a hint, obviously. Yeah,
I mean, what's that hint that she's trying to throw, you know, because some people just don't get it sometimes.
Well, it's difficult. DT might agree here. She was trying to throw a hint, and I think it's really more or less what her feeling desired, rather than anything. She might not have even gone ahead with, you know, having a relationship with this dude sexually, but indeed she wanted him to respond in favor, positively, to her, to that statement. If he would have said, well, you know, I hook it up, she'll go, aha, I still got it. So it's so difficult, but that's probably the culprit.
Yeah, there's an old adage in psychology, and it says when somebody says, here's what I'm not doing, meaning I'm not thinking about this guy, or I'm not talking to you, or I'm not, or, you know, whatever. If they try to deny something straight out like that, it usually means
they are.
It's the exact opposite.
That's
they
true.
Are.
That's right, because I'm not gay.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I'm not gay, so.
Go. because he put that in emphasis. I mean, he wrote that out. He like, man, why is he telling me about this sex part? Because, I mean, he said he probably would get it later on because I contacted him later on about it. He's like, he probably would, but he's like, he's thinking about, you know, if he does that, what's going to happen, you know?
Right. Hmm.
More needless drama. That's what's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's one of the things right there, too. You gotta be able to, like, if you really don't want to be with her, you can't mess with her whatsoever, because to me, I think that's going to send mixed feelings right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a new rule for me that's been keeping me straight now that I'm single. I've been saying to myself, you know, if I can't, if I know that I can't wake up to you in the morning and happy that I'm with you, then more than life is not even worth my time. My playing days are over. I'm slowed down a little bit, you know, so that's my new rule. If I don't feel like I can wake up to you and want you to stay, or I want you out, whatever the case may be, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true big time right there. Now, I opened up my panel here. I got more stuff here. I want to, you know, look at some stuff right here that I made some highlight notes about. Now, from what I wrote here, I got some script notes, I call it. And I say it's very important that you take some time for you, you know, when you break up with this person to understand what went wrong. And The decisions, I mean, you got to base the decisions. If you really want to get back up with this person, you got to base these decisions. If you really want to, you got to think about logical, you know, logic, what happened or whatever, instead of emotion. Because some people be thinking about emotion. And I think that people get it mistaken through when they say, I miss the person, do they love the person. They think it's all the same thing. I just want to get your idea about, you know, the confusion right there, why people get the confusion going on. And so I miss this person, so I love this person. So if they ain't seen him in a long time, it might not be love. It might be I just miss that person.
I think they do. I think it's the same. I think people miss it. There are different levels of love, actually. I was explaining this to a friend of mine the other day, because she said, do you love me? I said, well, yeah. But, you know, I could tell, but not in the way that she was thinking. And I had to make sure I clarified that point. So, yeah, I think that there is always some love there, depending upon how the breakup was effectuated. But there is always some love there at some level. But depending upon, you know, how much is, I think that's the key. And we need to be honest with ourselves and admit sometimes, yeah, we do still love that person, but not in a romantic way, not in an intimate way, not in a relationship way, whatever. So
yeah.
it could be the case that is the case that it's also love as well.
Now, do you think people take their time out to understand their own feelings, you think? Anyone?
In today's age, no.
That's
what I'm thinking. You know, these microwave relationships, I mean, you know, you'll have someone forming some sort of deep commitment with someone that they meet at, you know, at either a club or walking down the street, and they've already planned out, you know, their marriage. And this is on the male and female side. I mean, I was having a conversation with a friend about this the other day, and I was telling him that, you know, with all the marvels that we have today, you know, it's harder for a modern person to have a, you know, deep, long-lasting, you know, connecting relationship or even find someone to even initiate that process with than it was, you know, for, like, you know, Og, the tree person, to meet up with, you know, Lila, the river person, you know, thousands of years ago. So it's just, you know, people have their own preconceived notions. People distrust each other far more today than, you know, I could say, you know, even 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, so much distrust. I mean, there's other issues, you know, dealing with status, dealing with money. You know, people want everyone to be perfect at all times. They want the race to start out perfect and then remain perfect. And it's just, you know, so many misconceptions on you know, across the gender lines that, you start having these problems where, you know, you break up with an ex, and then all of a sudden you realize that, okay, well, maybe, you know, she wasn't as bad as I thought.
He wasn't as bad as I thought.
And then you start having complications because you see them with someone else, and then they're, you know, they're obviously happy, and you're thinking, well, you know,
That was my hair pie.
With me, and then that's when the cycle of drama, as I call it, continues.
DT, your thoughts on it? I know you all quiet back there. I know you got something coming up.
Oh, gosh, I just lost my train of thought. I was going to say something for that. restate the question one more time. I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
I mean, I started off the question with, like, do you think sometimes people mistake their attention as missing a person?
Oh, I was going to, I was going to say now. The gentleman who was just speaking just now, he was saying, you know, things are much harder than it was, you know, thousands of years ago. I'm not even going to say thousands of years ago. I'm going to blame the whole thing on the Internet. I'm going to say things are much harder now with the trust issue and so forth because of, like, 10 years ago. And with the advent of the Internet, yeah, it's brought technology into our life, and yeah, it's made certain things easier. But on the whole, I think people are hiding now more than ever, and they've got this screen between you and the other person, and they use texting and IM and whatever, and it all seems like they're getting close to you, but in reality, I think they're getting further and further away. And there's much more opportunity to lie and, you know, be mischievous and be deceitful and what have you, and all that leads to very insecure relationships. And it seems like an absolute miracle that people hook up today. I mean, I go to the movies, and you always see the couples at the movies, and, you know, I just have to say, you know, one of these days I'm going to, like, walk up to, like, 20 of them and say, how did you guys meet and what have you, but I can almost guarantee that they probably – you know, they probably met in somebody's backyard or from a friend of a friend or something like that, the old-fashioned way, because I think the Internet has really damaged a lot of us. And for those of us that don't play those games, it has made someone like me very guarded. I mean, you get so jaded after a while. I mean, you've heard like 1,001 lies, and you think, okay, here comes the new joker. What lies are you going to try to throw on me? How am I going to bust him? You know, I mean, you're constantly thinking this in the back of your mind rather than trying to give the poor guy a chance, because there's just so few decent, honorable people these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Well. I'm not sure about an attack. I mean, well, the Internet itself, indeed, it does open doors up to make, you're right, people can hide behind things more readily, and there's more choices for men and women out there, and it's very hard to commit. I definitely, concur with some of those things that she's looked at, but at the same time, we do have to concede that there are wonderful stories that also occur from those meetings over the Internet, too. So, yeah, I guess it's just like with any relationship, you have to take your time, truly get to know them. You're right, meet them in the flesh, talk to them, sit down with them in a public place, and really, really get to know who these people are, and then we can find out, you know, and then we're back to traditional norms at that point, once you really get a chance to spend some time with that person and get to know them. I mean, I met my ex-wife through the Internet, and we were married for almost 9 years. So, unfortunately, it didn't last, but that was because of something that I wasn't honest about myself when I first got into a relationship. But if I would have been, who knows?
Yeah. And that's true, too. I went out with this one chick, and this happened yesterday. And I was like, you know, what's good? What's going on? And as far as that being said and done, she went on with this tantrum, like, I love Ari. I'm like, what? What do you mean? You like debate club or something? He's like, no, I just like to argue. I said, why would you want to argue about something that's right? I do. And she kept trying to get me to play that game. I'm like, I don't like arguing. I mean, that's not my thing. We argue for a real reason. It's not argue. But then the person, I think it just got out of whack. The person was going to get on the phone and call another dude up while you on a date. I'm like,
That disrespect right there. Disrespect.
No doubt. You know where her mind is.
Went out the door. Then she said, you should feed me. You should take me to IHOP. And I was like, I see why people don't date anymore, really. Like,
right.
Older people are like, man, I don't want to date, man.
No, I give them 2 to 3 strikes. About 2. It depends how bad the offense is. Something like that, immediate deal breaker. They're like, okay, where you live again? A lot of my friends tell me, dude, I don't know why you just don't drop them off on the side of the road, you know.
My home.
But I'm a gentleman. I'll take it back home. But That's another show, though. We got some horror stories. Dating horror stories up next.
Yeah. That's going to be next season right there.
Yeah.
Don't miss out on that.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there, you know, bringing it back to exes. I think that's the core of the issue that we have today is that there's so much selfishness. And, you know, it ties directly into exes because once you break up and you step away from the situation, and then you can actually look back on the totality of what the relationship was, and you realize that, you can only speak from your side of the fence, but you can think, well, you know, maybe I broke up with her, but, you know, she wasn't as bad as I seemed, and maybe, you know, if I had worked more to contribute more, because I've heard of a lot of relationships that broke up on some of the most minute things,
mm-hmm.
And you have these same people saying, well, you know, it's hard today, and why couldn't we have, you know, this is just like our parents did or our grandparents did. And my response is, well, because, A, whenever they went into a relationship, they didn't think of, you know, what can you do for me? You know, can you pay my bills? You know, can you look good for me? They were always thinking of, you know, for the most part, what can I do for my mate? You know, how can I help this other person? How can I make this other person, you know, feel happy, feel respected, you know, feel loved and cherished. And it's like, I've noticed that especially today, we don't do that anymore. It's always, you know, what can you do for me? You know, I'm special, what can you do for me? I deserve the best, you know, it's me, and it's not anything about you. And so
you get these relationships
and breakups, and then, you know, you have the round tables, you know, both men and women, you know, trying to be equal here, but you sit around thinking, okay, you know, my ex is crazy. Why did she do all that? But at the same time, you got to think about, well, you know, you chose her or you chose him. So, you know, what does that say about you?
Exactly right.
You're right about that, because I didn't know what the hell happened when I was out on that date last night.
I'm tired of dating myself. If I didn't love women so much, I'd be sitting here at home with some little product that's on the internet.
I tell people, ask these people, you know, if you mess with the ex and stuff, and you come along, and you're thinking about doing it, you have to ask yourself these questions. I just want to know, what do y'all think about these questions that I'm about to ask? Questions are this: do you really love them? Are they just really lonely? What can they bring to the table that is better than last time? Ask them, why did they break up with you if they broke up with you?
That's a lot of questions. Well, the first one again.
you're wanting to know, ask the ex why they broke up with you?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking, Evan?
Just ask that question, and you can ask them that question. The last one at the end, you can ask them that question.
Yeah, but the problem is the ex doesn't tell you. They're not straight with you. If they were straight with you, then you'd move on with your life. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, unfortunately, it's a cold day in hell before you get the answer to that. I mean, you can ask until you're blue in the face, but I would say 90% of people don't do that. Don't give the answer because they don't want a confrontation. They're at that point, they're done with you, and they don't want to fight anymore. So they're gonna give you some BSPC thing that sounds nice to move you on your way. They don't want to deal with it, which I think is a shame. I think because it doesn't help either party. I think if the person really knew what it was, then, you know, they can use that information beneficially for the next person in line, and we'd all heal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It might sting for a second. But, you know, once the recipient seeps it in and
mm-hmm.
thinks about it a little bit, maybe that person does need to change their tune, and maybe they were out of line. And I think the next person in line would benefit from that.
Right. See, that's what I do. I tell every ex I've had, I tell them why I broke up with them, and I tell them, and also tell them I recognize my flaws and why I think we're incompatible, but these are the things we probably both need to work on. You know, but these are the issues I have with you. And I make sure some guys told me, dude, you shouldn't do that, man. Just don't call them anymore. You know, it's like, I want them to know she got bad breath. She needs to know she has halitosis. She needs to get it taken care of. You know, things like that. So I just had to make sure I'm honest about those things, but also try to be open enough to recognize my own flaws, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, we're going to take a break here. I don't know if Reggie, did you want to, because we got more other people coming in too, because I know we're going to break it in two halves. I don't know if you want to go or if you want to
Oh, is that a hint? You can't get rid of me? Okay, no problem.
I'm going to put you on mute. I can put you back on mute. But
no, that's okay. I'll let some more people go ahead and call on in, man. I appreciate you for having me on tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, then.
All right, any single ladies out there in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm still here.
What about you, DT? Are you still on with us? Or?
Yeah, I can stay on for about 10, 15 minutes or so.
10 more, 15 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me go ahead and move right along. But before we do that, I want to give out a special commercial break here for people that just tuned in, because a bunch of people tuned in. They're ready to ask questions and stuff. And I want to go ahead and play my little commercials. I know they ain't big and stuff, but I still want y'all to listen up. Here it goes.
Hey, folks. There are some things that you can do for the show. For the people that's on my show today, I want y'all to do something for me. I want you to create a blog on your MySpace page and label it Nothing But The Truth Discuss, or as your name on Nothing But The Truth. Copy paste the audio player inside the blog, which you can get by going to the site again that you know I'm about to give out, so people can listen to what you said on the show. This episode is going to be on for a whole month. Let everyone hear what you said on this show so it can help them out. And the guys and ladies out there that's listening to the show as well, you can do the same thing by going through the same steps that I listed. Spread the word. You can get even, you know, you can basically get all your friends on here to subscribe. And you can do the same as well, too, by clicking on the RSS button to subscribe to this show. Also, rate this show. Let us know how we are doing so we can know what to work on, what needs to stay the same. You can do this by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. /NB_truth. Click on the play button for the latest show, which is this one, and it will open the window to show you who listened to the show and added comments to it. Also, you will see a 5-star rating system above the comment box. Rate the show and let us know what you think about, you know, let's do that. Your thoughts are highly important to us, not only just for me in general, because when I say us, I'm not talking about just Mr. 910. We have a cast that we work with and a crew. We have to make sure everything is flowing straight from the survival scroll, as you want to call it, or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, let me follow down and give you more information. Also, you can download this show, all the other shows as well, too, if you missed out on a season, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. /NB_truth and clicking on the download button on each show that is listed. We started in August and all the shows are put in order. Helps out if you want to follow from the beginning to the end. Remember, you can play Nothing But The Truth on an MP3 player, on iPods, burn them on, you know, the whole season of Nothing But The Truth on a CD. Play it at work. Play it at school. Even play it for a Christmas party, you know. It's got entertainment on it, but it's telling the truth. Play it around your family and friends. They would love to listen to this. I will put this information in the comment box. I would try to anyway to see if it works. If not, you can just play this over again and follow these instructions. It's easy. If you still have problems, just email me. I will give out the email later on through the show, and you'll be able to do it. Tell your friends about Nothing But The Truth so they can get ready for the next season, where we really get deep into the truth about sex, love, breakups, lies, and, of course, the truth.
Okay, I know that was long, but I had to get that out, let everyone know where everything's at, okay? But now we're about to bring in some people, and we're about to get it really started. Okay, I got 281. 281, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Dean, dog.
Dean from datingloveandsex.com. Y'all got to check him out. I got another person coming in. 404. Are you there? 404.
Yeah, this is B. Jones. B. Jones from the corner.
The corner is up in here.
Yeah, we ready.
This is the second half right here, y'all. The second half. And I hope everyone's in here enjoying it. I know someone left off for a second ago. I don't know what happened, but, hey, we're going to keep going. Let me see if I can bring back Mr. 910. They're not going to allow me to bring him back in right now. I'm going to put, let's keep going on with the show. We're going to talk about X's. Y'all know what I was talking about earlier about when we were talking about X's, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, what are y'all thoughts about? Because we're going to let you talk for a while. You know, we want to know your thoughts. You've been in chiming in, listening to what we were talking about. As far as dealing with X's.
Well, the problem is that's the thing. That's where they should be, X's.
Right.
What most people don't realize, and I want to welcome everybody to Sucker Me season. Problem is that most guys have this thing that they just can't be alone. They feel like they break up with the woman. They feel like they need her or they need somebody in their life to be complete. And that's the problem. The reason she's an ex for a reason, because there's something in the relationship or something that happened in a relationship that didn't go right. And to bring somebody back into a relationship after y'all broke up is just going to make things worse later on down the line.
Yeah, I got to agree, because, you know, once an ex becomes an ex, that's where they belong. You know, women always have a tendency to try to get you back through sex somehow. You know, I think they put a overly value the sex object, you know, the sex between you and a woman. They try to get you back through sex. And in doing that, you know, that causes problems. You know, after you finish having sex with them, you remember why you broke up in the first place. So, you know, you always should need to keep them exes, you know, far away from you and move on to wherever, because, you know, there's so many tricks that they try to play on you in order to get you back. They'll tell lies on you. They'll spread false truths about you and a whole bunch of things.
DT, what's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, they need to remain removed from you. I mean, resolve it and move on with your life.
Okay. I have another story, but before I go through that, I'm going to go through some stuff. Some of the tactics, because, you know, y'all saying, you know, they need to stay at X, but I got some tactics. I did a report, like a 5-page report on this. Okay. Now, I got some tips about it. You know, what are some tips that y'all say when y'all want to break it off once and for all? Either one of y'all can start. Anyone out here can start this out. I mean,
what, how you break it off forever with an X?
Like, what are some of y'all tactics? Like, some people don't know how to just tell a person, because I don't want to hurt their feelings, or...
Oh, no, you got to be a surgeon, man. You got to go in effectively, clean, cut it off, and leave it cut off. I mean, like, you got to, first of all, identify and say that it was a relationship, it was good to begin with, it hadn't been moving in a direction I think it should be going in. I think we need to go our separate ways. And I think that works best, even though you may hurt a lot of feelings initially. There's going to be a lot of crying. There's going to be a lot of whys and why this doesn't work. But in the long run, that's going to be the best thing for you to do, is to be clear, upfront with them, tell them what you didn't like, why you're not going to deal with it anymore, and just move on. Tell them don't call you anymore.
Okay. I agree. You got to be as clear as possible. Very
right.
Clear. Get down to the nitty-gritty of what was really bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
And another good tip that you can use is try to avoid the word you and just say, I think this way or I feel this way. Try to use the word I and me. And so it really is your thoughts and your feelings anyway. So if you use the word you too much, then you're doing the blame game thing, and she's probably going to shut down, get all emotional, and she's not going to hear what you're saying. So try to use
right.
the word I and me.
That's right. Always be the bad guy. Be the bad guy, and you'll get out of it. That's what I say. It's my fault. I'm the bad guy.
Right, and then plus it'll be less opportunity for her to argue with you. I mean, if it's something that you think or feel, that has nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
It just is.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask Mr. 910, because I put him on there, and Mr. 336, JF is on mute right now for this question. 910, what are your thoughts about it?
I'm agreeing with what they just said. You know, just tell them straight up. You know, use I and me. You know, cut the whole conversation short. Don't play the blame game.
Okay, that's step 10, I guess, because it's going in from the highest to the lowest or whatever. Do you do you explain to the person why you don't want them anymore, guys, ladies? What do you think?
I absolutely would recommend that, of course. Because when you don't, if you leave it ambiguous, if you leave the door open, she's going to want us to keep that door open.
Yeah.
So it's not going to help either one of you if you don't explain it.
Sure.
I know it takes a lot of guts, but you know what? It's well worth it. And don't you want to be done? You don't want this thing to be dragging on for 2-3 months past the point where it should have been cut off.
Because if you still leave it a little gray, when you're out with that new chick, she's going to run up on you, and there's going to be some issues. So you need to be very, very clear as to why the two of you all don't need to be together anymore and why it's your fault and why you're moving on to other things.
Yeah.
I disagree, man. I really think you should just tell them that it's not working out, because if you give them reasons or excuses why you're breaking up, that's going to give them the opportunity to say, well, I can fix this. I can change. Give me the chance. Give me the opportunity. You don't want to.
Then all you got to say then is that I don't want to change. I'm the bad guy, and I don't want to do anything else but this. So,
yeah, but you gotta understand, though. We got a lot of no mangina men out there. You know, mangina men. Excuse me. That you know that piece sitting down. Ain't, you know, they're not really real about the game. They're not really real and honest. You know,
they fold under pressure.
They fold like a lawn chair. It's fine. It's in the backyard, and if you dig it up, you'll find it. You know, so it's not happening.
Oh my God! Not 1-0.
Are you saying you're so cold that you like never give the person an opportunity to?
Well,
you know,
but see that.
Make it good. I mean,
why waste your time? It's just like going to marriage counseling or relationship counseling. If it's a problem, a doctor's not going to fix it. Just like if you're sick, you know, if you're taking a lot of medicine to if your back is hurting a lot, you're taking a lot of medicine, you're just covering up the problem. You need to go and fix the problem. You don't need to hide from the problem. That's the problem, guys.
I want to ask the lady, what type of situations do people deserve a second chance if there's already a problem? You know,
So in your mind, you don't think anyone deserves a second chance? I mean, maybe
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That thing is bothering you.
But you know, when you give them the second chances, guess what happens? Then you have a baby to make things right, or you give them a wedding ring, or you will try to marry them to make things right, or you move them in because you feel like you can't live without them, and then that's a whole new problem.
Well, I think what we're saying on this end is that. It's not that we're not giving them a second chance. We're already at a point that the chances have already been given and they have failed.
That's all I'm asking. I think you should at least address the problem and give them a chance to, you know, come forward and do something with it. If they're going to be a lame-o and do nothing with it, or they just aren't doing it to your satisfaction, then you can cut them off. But I just didn't want you to just cut them off. I mean, you have made an investment. You have spent time and energy on this person. I think it's worth it to give them at least a second chance to correct the situation.
Yeah, but think about it. If they're correcting the situation, are they correcting it to make you happy, or are they correcting it for themselves?
It depends on how
well, either way, you'll be at... Either way, you'll be able to figure that out soon enough. I mean, if it's still not to your liking, it's still not to your liking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bottom line is it doesn't really matter if they're doing it for themselves or doing it for you. I mean, if the end result is it's going to bring you closer together and you're going to move past it, then you both win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's just so long women can wear a mask. So, I mean, if they change and go back to their old ways, then you know what the problem is.
Well,
so
you know, honestly, that's not just for women. It's not just for women. It's for men, too. I mean, you got to understand, you got a lot of men out there that are being taught that you got to treat a woman disrespectful to get her to like you, or you have to be a jerk or an a-hole, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It goes the same way. It's just that women are smart, and... You know, they're naive at sometimes, but they're very smart, but men don't see that. Men only see what's between the legs, and that's all they see.
That's not all they see, man.
Oh, come on, man. There's a lot of them out there, dog. There's a lot of simps out there.
Come on.
There's a lot of Raymonds out there.
Come on, man.
That's the primary line of sight.
That means everybody would just be dating women who are strippers or something.
Oh, let me ask you a question. You buying your girlfriend a gift for Christmas?
Am I buying my girlfriend a gift?
Yeah, you buying your woman a gift for Christmas, yes or no?
Hell yeah.
Okay, hell yeah. Wait, and if you don't get her one, you'll get in trouble, won't you?
Nope. No,
yeah, right. Yeah, all right.
If
now
I'm
going to get in trouble.
If I don't get my woman a gift, I'll be in trouble. That's what you're telling me, right?
You must see the world through some rosy-eyed glasses, dog, because the world that you see is not the world that's out there. So you think there's a lot of men out there who won't stand up to their woman? A lot of men out there won't tell a woman something's wrong?
I'm just trying to get a clear understanding of what your point you were making. You said, like, if I don't give my woman a gift, I'll be in trouble. So therefore, that's why I'm getting her a gift.
There's a lot of men out there. I would say 98% of the men that you see in the mall, 98%, they're out there buying a woman a gift because they know if they don't get her something for Christmas, they're going to be in a doghouse.
I don't believe that, man.
No.
I don't believe that.
What is your name?
I'm the dean. What's up?
The dean. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Are you saying if left on your own, you know, volition, you would not get her a gift?
No.
Person that you would naturally, your natural tendency is to not get her a gift, then what are you doing with her anyway?
But why you? But see, here's the whole point. That's why I say sucker me season. You have Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Tax Day. Those are the days that if you don't do anything for your woman, you are gonna get in trouble. Well, for most guys, not all guys.
Okay, you coming from a different angle. I agree with you on that, but you. That's not what I heard you said. Okay. You're saying that don't be on the sucker holiday tips. I got you with that. But if I want to give my woman something, I want to give my woman something.
Right, exactly. No, but see, there's a difference between giving your woman something who deserves it and rewarding bad behavior.
I'm with you. Okay, all right.
Okay, let me ask Mr. 910, because he's there. I'm popping back to Mr. J. 910, what do you think?
Man, I was just listening to what they were saying. I'm just enjoying the show, man. It's getting good.
You got to say something, man. You can't be neutral.
Yeah. What was the question again, though?
It just led off from, do you explain why you don't want her? And some people say no, some people say yes, and we just want to know what you want, because I know you the calm, collected dude over there. We want to know what Mr. 910 is thinking.
Oh, tell the individual why I break up with them? Why would I want to tell them?
Yeah. Would you tell them or would not tell them?
Yeah, I'll tell them. I'll meet up and tell them. I don't got to hide or nothing. Let's go ahead and tell them what the deal is.
Okay. Okay, and let me put put you on mute, Mr. 910, because it's so full. It's crazy. I'm going to put you on mute and put Mr. JF on here. Mr. JF, you're on right now. What is your thoughts? Because I know you got a lot of thoughts on this one.
Oh, indeed. I listened to the exchange and I gotta say, yeah, it's interesting. As far as the whole gift giving thing, I mean, for the most part, you know, I'm a giving person. I mean, that's just, you know, call it simp, call it whatever you will. I'm a giving person. Now, granted, I'm not just gonna give someone, you know, a gift just so they'll like me, but at the same time, if I'm in a long term relationship and, you know, my whole thing is that I would treat my date at least as well as I treat my friends. And, you know, my friends give me stuff on holidays. I give them stuff on holidays. So, you know, it would be, you know, remiss of me not to give, you know, if I have one, my girl a gift, or not give her a gift and then give her everybody else in my life a gift, because that's just, you know.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, but what I'm saying is if you have a girl that you need a hall pass to go out and hang out with your friends, she yells and screams at you, treats you like a kid, tells you what you need to do, cusses you out, you're sad, miserable, and lonely. Why would you give someone like that a gift? You're rewarding bad behavior. She's only going to be nice for you for the first few days up to Christmas. Then after a few things, she's going to go right back to treat you like a dog.
Don't forget, she's going to tell you where to buy it, too.
Exactly, yeah. You should have went to Jared. You didn't go to Jared? Why didn't you go to Jared?
Hey, well, see, here's where he disagrees, because first of all, you know,
the very nanosecond a girl shows me that she has a type of behavior, she's next anyway. So
well, that's good. There you go. All right. I feel it.
If you're dealing with a healthy individual and not, you know, some psycho mom wannabe woman that's, you know, trying to control you. So I'm going from that baseline. Now, as far as the whole, you know, telling them why you broke up with them, I'm a big believer in giving information. Every ex I've ever had, I've told them why I wasn't happy, you know, why, you know, things didn't work out. Where I fell down is that I tried to keep the whole, you know, friendship thing going. You know, it took me a while to learn the fact that you got to ex to ex. I mean, relationships and friendships are two totally different animals. You know, as much as people today try to make them the same thing, they're really not. I mean, it's a different type of connection with that person, and once that connection is severed, things change. Whether you like it or not, they could be the nicest person on earth. Things are going to change between you and them, and if you're trying to bring it back to the friendship level, it's only going to cause complications. So my whole thing is I tell them, you know, I wish them good luck in life, and then after that, no communication whatsoever. I mean, if you have no range to each other on the street, you know, be civil. You wave, and you keep it moving. That's it. You know, I don't want to see how you're doing. You know, I don't want to see how your family's doing. I hope you're doing well. You look like you're doing well, but other than that, no.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. One person wrote in the chat room that these holidays give women a false sense of entitlement.
Thanks, God. Good rate. Good write-up. Mm-hmm.
I think these holidays are primarily for women anyway. And the reason why that is because the women are the consumers, so all the advertising and marketing is all directed towards women. Oh, now, you know, this year you got to buy that drop, you know, necklace, that diamond necklace that has that little swirl thing. That's what's in style. And, you know, if you didn't get her one, then, you know, you're not part of the team there. So it's, you know, I agree. It's tough to be a guy, and, you know, it's tough to figure out what to do and what not to do. But, you know, I think, Dean, I think you're a really, really smart man. I can't even imagine your being with somebody that you wouldn't want to be a giver to.
I'm been married for 9 years. I'm good. Yeah.
You're like the biggest player out there. And
oh, yeah, I am. I'm good. I'm retired. I'm a retired player. I just teach people the game. But what I tell people is they got to learn how to love and respect themselves. They forgot the art of loving and respecting themselves. They allow people to walk all over them and tell them what to do. I'm saying is, if you have a good woman, yes, give her the world. Treat her the way she treats you. But if she is treating you disrespectfully and she's treating you like your mother, telling you where you can go and what you can do, and you get in trouble and have to sleep on the couch because you don't take out the trash while you're watching football or something like that, why would you give someone like that a gift? That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking Christmas for kids anyway. But,
okay,
you know,
I guess I'm thinking that I wouldn't be with her very much longer after something like that.
But a lot of guys aren't like that. That's the thing. We have a lot of what I call Raymonds. You got a lot of guys, like everybody loves Raymond. They buckle under pressure. They're scared of their woman. And everybody knows somebody that works. I know all you guys on the panel and lady that y'all know a man in the office, mm-hmm. or somebody in the office who cannot hang out with the guys. I'm not allowed to go out with you. Oh, I can't go. Y'all have fun. Or get yelled and screamed at and disrespected.
Right.
Those are the ones that I'm saying don't deserve gifts. I'm just saying if you have a good woman who respects you and loves you and cherishes the relationship, yeah, go get her something. I'm all for that. But the problem is we don't have a lot of guys that can tell a woman, hey, look, you know, respect me. You know, treat me like a man. Don't be disrespectful. That's what I'm saying.
It's a two-way street, though, because they've really got to do some work. The man has to do some work on himself. Because
yes, absolutely.
He can't step up to the plate his line in the sand with
absolutely.
That woman and what he will allow and what he won't allow, then that's his problem that she
absolutely.
Walks all over him.
Yeah, but they have the panties on and the balls in the woman's purse, so they're too scared.
Well, then they got to think with their upstairs brain once in a while.
Well,
I mean,
that's
I know
the problem.
You guys need to get some,
I have someone
you know,
on here. I have someone on here that wrote a comment right here, and they basically say this: how many commercials do you see for men?
Thank you. Yes.
For around the house.
Absolutely.
That is a good point right there, because all I see is Sears. So.
Yeah, they aren't going to make commercials for men. I mean, you know, they might sell you a razor or this and that, and that's about it. You know, I mean, razor and maybe some electronic stuff, and that's about it. I mean, 99% of the consumer industry is all based on women because they're the ones that shop. Men don't shop.
And Lou.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, men don't shop unless they have to. Like you're saying, it's like an obligation. You know, it's Mother's Day or whatever. You got to go to the mall and shop. But outside of that, they're not shopping.
Yeah, because I don't know too many guys. And I mean, just going all the way back to at least my grandfather, that like to shop. I mean, it's just, you know, we go in, we know what we want, we get it. Or especially now, if there's something online, we'll get it, and we're done with it. So, I mean. And we're just going to get that one thing. We're not going to go out and get, like, all right, well, I see I want this, I want this toolbox or something. I'm going to get, you know, some slacks on the side, get some clothes, get this and that. We're going to go in, get that toolbox, and then we're done. That's it. So.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go on to the next one. This one right here, people play a dangerous game with, and I just want to get y'all opinion on it. And we'll probably bring back in Mr. 910 after this one. But the question is this. Well, not question. It's just a statement. One of the things that you don't supposed to do. You do not flirt with her. Is that a fact? Or do you keep playing with her or not? Some people say, I can still play with her and we can break up and nothing of it. I mean, what do y'all think about that?
Playing with fire.
Anyone else? We got all quiet on that one.
That was pretty much the final word. There's nothing more to add on that.
We agreed on that one right there. I got no clap on that one. Okay. They say date someone else. Now, how does that come and play when you date someone else? Is that a good thing? You know, you date someone else, or are you doing it in spite of, I'm just going to make my ex go crazy over me? I think. Anyone?
You mean, do you date somebody? What do you mean, after you break up with someone?
Yeah, of course you're going to date someone, but you just come right off after you break up with that person, you date someone else, and they see you around. I mean, is that a good thing to do right after a breakup, or what do you think?
That you should be with someone after you break up, that's what you're saying. I mean, I'm saying right afterwards.
Right after, like you break up with someone, the next day they with someone else, and they happen to see you with this new chick or for a lady, a new dude.
Well, that's good then. You can say, okay, yeah. Then. You know, charge it to the game. We're good. It's cool. You know, you can't stop somebody from seeing somebody else. They're going to do what they want to do anyway, regardless. So if you break up with her and she's with another man, hey, all right, cool. That's someone you don't have to worry about hounding you around. Well, she might try to make you jealous, but outside of that, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I think it goes back into the thing where men can't be alone. You know, men have to jump right back into a relationship.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And I think if you're in the dating world, I guess that's okay to do. But my disclaimer to that is if you were married, I think you should wait it out. Because, you know, you can't, as rotten as your ex might have been and what have you, and you're going to blame it all on her and she was this and she was that, it takes two to tango. So what I like my recently divorced men to do is to take like a 6 months to 2 years to really figure out what was my part in the equation, what was my part in the demise of this marriage. Now, you know, you might have to get some on the side here and there, but I would not advise getting into a serious relationship for a long time. Because you know what? If you don't do that, if you hop right back into the next frying pan, you haven't learned a damn thing, and you're going to repeat that same mistake again and again and again until you get it.
Well, see, I understand what you're saying, but the mistake with guys is already made as soon as they meet the woman. Because the problem is most guys, they don't ask the right questions that women ask. Women ask the right questions. Again, I give women all the credit. They're very smart. They know what they're doing. Guys don't ask the right questions. Guys don't ask the questions to see if we're compatible. They only want to know, what can I do and where can I go to get you in bed? And what happens is, if you have a list of things, that's why I always tell guys, have a list of things that you like. So you can take that list and compare it to her list. And if she fits three of those things, she's a booty call. That's it. She's a booty call. She's not, you know, worth your time. If she fits 5 to 7, she's a number two. If she fits more than that, she's a potential number one. But the problem with most guys are they marry, date, and have relationships with people they have nothing in common with. Maybe they just because they have good sex doesn't mean anything. Sex is not the relationship, and that's where they go wrong.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%. I think men are not anywhere near as discerning as they need to be.
Absolutely.
They're way, way too easygoing at the onset. And, you know, women are a little bit harder to get through in the onset. And like you say, we ask better questions and we want to know why this and why that and
absolutely.
What have you. And we're kind of a hard ass in the beginning. And I think men need to adopt some of those traits because I think in the long run it'll serve you.
That's why I'm on this earth to help guys out with that kind of stuff.
Well, I have a question from another guy named Pat Damon in the chat room. He has a question for everyone or anyone who can answer this one. He said his question is this. What do you do if a girl should flirt with you but she got a man? What do you do in that situation? I know that's kind of off the topic of exes. But
you leave her alone. You leave her alone because if you mess with her, if she's gonna cheat on her man with you, who's to say she's not going to do the same thing to you with another man?
Okay. Agree with that, DT?
I do. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I mean, it's, you know, you don't want to jump in there.
I know that. That's crazy.
You know, it takes an honorable person to leave the relationship and make a clean break and then go find person number two to go to bed with. You
absolutely.
Know, that's what I call honor. To do, anyone can cheat. Any fool can do that. I mean, you want to take on a new girlfriend that's already a fool?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy right there. Well, Barry, anything you got to say about that?
Well, yeah, I agree with that, but definitely you don't want to get with someone who's already in a relationship with somebody else because, like you said, the potential of her having outside relationships if you get together with her is very high, as well as, you know, she bringing you something as well as some kind of communicable disease or something.
Oh.
So that's something you definitely want to keep out of the chart. And plus, as the dean has said, you got a lot of potback brothers, and sometimes those brothers aren't as may be emotionally unstable and want revenge because you're messing with his woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's where you get a lot of dangerous.
Which is real dangerous on some guy who, you know, he's tripping because you've been with his woman, his wife, or whatever. There's too many women to play with and too many women to have serious relationships with to be messing with somebody else's
absolutely.
Woman.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're probably hollering like this if that goes on, you know. Like some people be hollering.
Yo, Evan, man.
And you know what? If she's all that and you totally have to have her, wait it out. I mean, if it's meant to be, she will do the right thing and end the relationship over there. Let her come to you when she's a single, you know, unattached woman.
Okay. Yeah.
Do it the right way.
Okay, JF, what's your thoughts on that?
I agree with all of the above. Plus, I'm going to add this. People usually don't think about this fact, you know, but word still gets around. And I know one girl, she's been trying to get with me for, like, the past 3 years. But, you know, she doesn't know that I know that she's pretty much, you know, as they say, she's fair game for everybody. Like, you know, she cheated in, like, I'd say a good 70% of her relationship. And, you know, she's wondering why, you know, I'm not going to give her the time of day. I mean, I don't even try and hang around her, you know, as much as I used to. But, you know.
Yeah.
You mess with somebody else's woman, you mess with somebody else's man, it's gonna follow you around. I mean, you know, they say karma's, you know, they say karma's a cool mistress. Well, you know, karma will catch up with you.
So it's bad, man. You know, it's just an awkward moment, man. You get caught up in some mess like that, and people don't want to listen to that. But I'm about to put you on mute, JF, and I'm about to bring in someone else real quick. Don't hang up. Bring you back here. I'm gonna work this real quick. Two people I'm going to bring in, so I'm putting people on mute. Barry, I'm going to put you on mute as well, too. I'm going to bring you back, okay?
All right.
Okay. I'm bringing in Roya Flyness and Christina D. She has a show on Blog Talk as well, too. Hey, everyone. How are you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Shoot. Just chilling. Bringing people in, making sure everyone gets a perspective of the whole round table. of people that have the talking power, the experience, and the knowledge as well to talk about this. But we're just talking about X's, and I know y'all been listening to it, so I don't have to go into it too much. But we're going to go on to the next one about dealing with X's as far as getting rid of them. Because, you
well,
know,
I wouldn't say get rid of them because, you know, a lot of times they'll come back into your lives because maybe they realize that they made a mistake. And I think it's, I mean, you need to set your boundaries. You need to know what you want in a person. And, you know, the first one that steps up to the plate and meets all of your criteria, bang, that's the one. You know, I mean, I wouldn't completely cut them out because, I mean, it just depends. It's a case by case basis.
Yeah, that's true. But like, if you got one that just don't know how to say no, and you move on in your life with a perfect happiness, as far as, you know, you got the person that you wanted, and they keep coming back because they screwed up, they messed their chance up because they say you wasn't established yet. Because I know this happened to a lot of young guys as well, where they're not established yet, but they are working to get that way, and the person just can't wait, and they move on, and they thinking this guy. Or it could be a female, it can go either way, but I'm going with the guy perspective where that the girl goes off and sees this guy who says he's got this, but in reality, he has none of above. And she's disappointed, but she tries to come crawling back to this dude. I mean, do you really want to accept that person?
Well, let me put it to you this way, okay? No matter what you do when it comes to finding true love, okay, true love is going to come at the time when it feels you're ready for it. So you don't know when it's going to be. You can't just say, okay, I'm moving on, I want it now. I mean, you could be walking away from the right person and you don't even know about it. You don't even know it. So you can't do that. I mean, that's like saying, God, I want blessings now. I want this now. Well, if you haven't reached a form of spiritual maturity, there's no way in hell God's going to give you your escrow blessings.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you going to do? You're going to walk away from it? Because I think the biggest mistake that women make about men is men are just like, have the same characteristics as God. You got to learn those characteristics. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get along with men. And I think that's the biggest mistake that women make.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you gotta know how they think, and you gotta approach them on their level, not yours. Otherwise, it's never gonna work.
But that's the problem. That's the problem.
I mean, I'll give you a good example. All men. I don't care what flavor of the month they are. I mean, God bless them all. But they think in terms of relationship. Sex.
Yes, absolutely.
All men do that.
Yep.
Whether it's a good old-fashioned guy or the guy that'll take anything that walks, they all think with three-letter word, S-E-X. And if a woman realizes that and understands that and accepts that, she can figure out what guy is for her and what guy isn't. And she's got to set her boundaries. I mean...
Yep.
You know, she just has to set her boundaries.
Women learn that from guys as soon as they meet them. As soon as, let's go out for a date. Let me take you out to eat. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What time do you want me to pick you up? They shift all the pressure onto the woman. And instead of making decisions themselves, they put the decisions on, let the woman make the decisions. And that's the beginning of the foundation right there.
Well, I mean, I think a woman needs to learn when to approach a guy with certain specific topics. I mean, a guy is going to give her signals in every stage of the relationship, and if she doesn't know how to read those signals, then she could potentially walk away from a guy who's a hot catch and maybe who is the right one. And I think the biggest mistake women make is okay, I want it now. If I'm not going to get it now, then I'm going to leave and go on to the next person. And you can't do that because that's not how love works.
You got to be patient.
It's called making an investment. I mean, you have to give of yourself and, you know, receive as well. You can't just all, you know, always be the taker.
Well, the thing is with any part of the relationship, if you can't recognize the rough cut of the rare gem, you're going to throw it away. I mean, how many people go out treasure hunting and someone goes, gosh, you know, they pick up this rock and it's a rare gem. And, you know, they wind up, you know, picking it up because it's in front of their, and they throw it away because they can't recognize that that's a rare gem. They just threw away a couple $1 million and they didn't even know about it. I can tell you countless of stories about people that have gone treasure hunting, and then they find that out, or they happen to pick up a rock or something and put it in, you know, because it looks pretty, or I don't know, whatever the case may be, and they bring it home, and then someone they put it on their mantle, and then the guy says, oh my gosh, that's it was silver. You know, that's raw silver in its form. Where in the heck did you get that rock? And the guy knew that there was like tons and tons of rocks with the silver in them, but he couldn't remember where he found it. And that's the way true love is. You don't take the time to recognize the skills of that rare gem. You know, you're gonna let it walk right past you, and then when you go back and find it, you're not going to be able to find it.
That's the order of the world. Not every treasure is meant for, whether we're talking about love relationships or business or whatever else. I mean, some people can recognize the potential and the outcome, and others can't. And those that can't, you know, that's their loss. That's just their station in life right now. They need to do more work on themselves to, you know, be able to read those signals better. Like you said, and you do have to come to the other person's level.
But that's why everything that shines is in gold, though. That's the problem. Everybody's all about me and what you can do for me, and that goes for both parties.
A woman needs to, at the beginning of the relationship, without being arrogant and without being a bitch, she needs to take on the attitude as, well, what is this person going to do for me? And the only reason I'm saying that is because it's the woman that's got to submit to the man's authority. And if the guy is not a loving man who will do anything for her, I'm not saying that she can't just take. She's got to reciprocate. But if a woman doesn't find out early on that the man is willing to love her and do things for her and take care of her, she's going to wind up marrying a tyrant, and
right.
You know, and she can't submit to. She's gonna find it really difficult to submit to his authority. But the thing is now you have to, because you made that decision to marry the guy. So you're pretty much stuck.
Yeah, but marriage. But you talk about marriage.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Just one quick second, Evan. I'm sorry. I have to step off the show right now. But I really appreciate your having me on again. And if people want to find me, I'm myspace.com/datingtipsformen.
Okay.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the show. Sorry to interrupt you.
All right.
Yeah, but what I was saying was when you're just talking about marriage. I mean, let's look at the selfishness of marriage. You know that you have to build a life together, but yet you want the big expensive wedding. You want to spend a lot of thousands of dollars on the dress you're going to wear one time. You want to get the napkins, the drapes, and all this other stuff, knowing that there's tomorrow. And that's where I think as a man, what most men don't do is they don't check the woman and let her know, look, we have bills to pay. We got to think about our future. You know, instead of taking all this money and putting it on a wedding, we can invest this in a house. But men don't do that.
Well, if somebody had an interest in me and they wanted I wanted a big wedding, but I knew that they couldn't afford it. What I would do is I would say, okay, how about we do something where we can actually make money by having a big wedding? And I would approach him with it that way. There's ways to negotiate. I mean, but I agree with you. Having a huge, big wedding, spending $40,000 in something that's only going to last one day, to me is foolish. I think it would be better spent in the honeymoon than the wedding, because you might as well get the first part of the relationship off to a good start, and invest the rest of it in a house.
Biggest cause of debt.
I agree with you.
Biggest cause of cheating is debt, being in debt, and a lot of people put themselves in debt. A lot of people do that. I mean, but again, I don't blame the women. I blame the men for this, because what they do is they set a tone early in the relationship by giving the woman everything. Give, 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 give. Let me buy this for you. Let me get that for you. Let me get you your flowers. Let me come. Let me spend more than what I need to spend to try to impress you.
Well, I mean, I think it's great that men go out of their way to, you know, provide for a woman. But the thing is, the woman's got to be smart enough to kind of say, if she knows for a fact that somebody is going into debt for her, I mean, maybe he's spending money that he just does not have. I mean, I think she should say something. Honey, I really appreciate you going out of your way to do this for me, but you know, I don't need this. I'd be more than happy to take this, but the thing is, you have to go about it in the right way, because you don't wanna hurt the guy's feelings for, you know, going out of his way and getting you things, you know.
Well, see, that's the problem right there. I think you got to be honest with a person. I don't care. I mean, like you said before, you have to be honest, because if you're not honest with that person, you have them thinking one way. Now, is that not right, Mr. 910? Or was you in a situation like that, Mr. 910? Are you there?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Well, you was doing something right. You thought you was doing something right. Did not tell you anything until it was way too late, when it was the relationship was just broke.
Yes, I've been situated like before. I was, you know, I kind of blame it on myself. I was doing everything for the girl, going out the way for her. And then at the end, she's going to tell me that I wasn't a man for her. I couldn't do nothing for her after all that I did for her. And basically, came in here and told me. And the way I said, it's my fault for doing everything for her. So I guess I learned my lesson on that.
Well, you gotta expect a girl to reciprocate a little bit, too. I mean, it can't be all, you know, 100% give on your level, because I think the biggest mistake that men make, and this is one of the things I'm going to talk about on my show tonight, is men, they think that they can go out and impress a girl with tons and tons of gifts and presents and stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they start off with that. I hate to tell you, but that might not be the right girl, because the right girl is going to be dropped right into your lap without you having to do anything for it. It's a grace thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's you guys look up at the sky and say, God, I'm really frustrated. I need somebody in my life. I want to be with one woman who's a good woman we can share some wonderful memories with. He will literally drop that woman of yours right in your lap.
Well, I disagree. I disagree on asking God for favors, but
I want this woman to come into my life. You gotta do something.
Right, but again, it goes back to setting your own foundation as a man. See, men do not set goals, rules, standards, laws, and codes for themselves. They don't do that. And it's just like a lion on Discovery Channel. He goes around and marks his territory. He knows what his rules, laws, and codes are. Men do not have that. When they meet a woman, all that goes out the door. They will do whatever they can if they see that the beautiful, the good looks, the body. They're like, oh my God, I gotta impress her. I gotta buy her this, or I gotta take her out. Instead of saying, wait a second, is she right for me? Let me ask her some questions and see if she's the right one for me.
The first step in determining if a woman is right for you is, who made the first move? Did you make the first move, or did she make the first move?
Women aren't going to make the first. We're living in an age.
No. It's the woman who always makes the first move.
Yeah, kind of
woman. The woman is clearly brought to the man, because men have a nasty habit of whipping out all this kinds of money and cash and gifts and stuff, and they try to buy love. Love is not for sale. That's why the woman is always brought to the guy. And then the problem with women is once they make the first move, they need to learn to back off and not chase, because it's the guy's role now to chase after the woman, and the woman's got to got to step back on the reins.
I think we need to define what the first move is, because on the women's side, this is finest, by the way. On the women's side, you know, usually it's the stare, it's the whispering, it's the subtle flirting. And with the guy, it's the actual action, going over and initiating things. So
yeah, right.
Is that what you guys are referring to?
Because yeah, she will always be. She will always be brought to you, and as far when I'm saying when a woman makes the first move, that's what I'm talking about. There's a clear indication of the woman that is brought into your life in some way, shape, or form. She may give you the look. She may even go over and say hi, or she may be the woman that, you know, but she'll do something where it's the first move. Because one of the things I noticed when I first learned that, I'm like, you know what? Because a lot of guys don't know how to approach women. But the thing is, you don't need to learn that skill, because the woman is going to be literally dropped into your lap. That's the first indication that's could be the right woman for you. And you know, the problem, like I said, is it was when the woman makes the first move and she's dropped into the guy's lap, a woman doesn't know to back off and not chase. And then that's what scares the guys away.
But wait. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the Matrix or something, but because I've been doing this for 18 years, and what I've noticed is that the women do not chase. The women do not have to chase, because the women have the prize that the men want, and women know that. But women know that what they have is no bigger than the size of a quarter, but within that circle, it has so much power that men will do any and everything for. So the man will go up to the woman, regardless if she's giving him a look or not. He's going to try his chances anyway. But because she has that thing that's the size of a quarter, that power that he wants to put himself into, he's going to do whatever he can to please her, so she doesn't have to do anything. She'll sit back and let him woo her. Now, this is like most of the time. Not all the time, but
true,
most of the
but
time.
The thing is the woman will always, no matter if it's a look, if it's a hi, hello, the woman will always make the first move. She'll be clearly dropped into your lap. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes, and God will just sit her, just throw her in your lap. I mean, I'll give you a good example, okay? Adam and Eve. Adam was lonely. He couldn't go out and look for somebody. What did God do? He brought the woman to him.
Yeah, there was no one else there.
Exactly. Is he going to go out and date? I mean, he's going to look. He couldn't look.
But the only thing is animals. There was nobody else out there. But what I'm saying, I understand what you're saying, but you're saying God is dropping people in their lap. I totally disagree on that.
All right, well, then how do you explain the situation with Abraham and, well, no, what was it? Isaac. Isaac and his wife. He wanted a woman. His mother just died, so his servant was commanded to go to a different land to find a woman. And the woman was literally brought in by a camel and plopped right into his lap, and okay. He had a choice of whether or not to take her or not.
If that was all true, okay, if that was all true, men would not go to strip clubs, men would not go to clubs, men would not go to meat markets to try to woo a woman. If that was the case, they could sit there and say, oh, please, drop a woman, bring a woman to me, and the woman comes on an elephant, a donkey, or a camel to their doorstep, they wouldn't have to go out there and do all the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, but a lot of men don't want to wait. They want it now. You got to wait. And there's things that, like, for example, this guy, this one I'm going to be talking on my show tonight, this guy sends me an email, okay? He has practically every single Playboy bunny and any girl that's half nude on his friend's MySpace account, and he's asking me this advice about how does he approach this woman. And I'm like, you know, because he doesn't have the slightest idea what to say, and I'm like, You know, but he hates the porn industry, and I'm just like, come on, please. You know, I mean, he wants to change a woman. I'm like, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is ask. Think about it, whatever the case may be.
No,
but make sure that you're the material that's catchable.
Well, let me ask some of these people, because we got a little quiet crowd here. I know the Dean and Christina's going at it. You know, everyone's like, this is so great and stuff.
I'd like to chime in if you don't mind. This is Flynn.
Yeah, go ahead. We want you to talk some more.
I see where the young lady's coming from, but, you know, typically, and you know, you guys can chime in also, but the woman, I would say women make the first move maybe 10% of the time,
Thank
what I
you.
Consider the first move.
Yes.
But what women do is they choose. It's up
yes.
to the woman to receive the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So while a woman may, you know, give, you know, that far glance from across the room or kind of, you know, do what she does, you know, it's really up to the man to really make that first move. And then when the woman, you know, when that initiation is brought up, then the woman has the choice to, you know, whether go along with it, if she's going to string him along, does she recognize that he's a simp, you know? So really, it's the woman that's due to choosing, but not necessarily, you know, go after the men.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like hunting. Who hunts?
Y'all basically saying the woman, woman's supposed to come to the man or something like that first, and women do that?
That's wrong.
I don't really
know. I was asking because I had a girl, Evan can relate to this, he knows about it. A girl ran after me for 3 years trying to get up with me. And, you know, 3 years she's trying to holler at me, wanting to go with me so bad.
Right. Yeah, but what did she have to offer you, though? I mean, you say she was going after you, but there was something about her that you didn't want about it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I knew something. Yeah, it was a reason why I didn't want her. Yeah, you're right. It was a reason why I didn't want to be with her. Like, I knew what, you know, we went to college together. I know what she's about. You know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that, like you say, at 10%. It's far and few between. It happens.
Right.
When it happens, it's a great thing.
Yes.
In this day and age, we're talking about the 21st century here, and that's what I talk about, the 21st century.
Right.
Women, women are like I would call the Borg. I hate to mention Star Trek, but they adapt so well to situations. And they know when they go to these meat markets and these clubs and things, they know that they are going to get approached by 10, 12, 13 guys. And when they're outside the club, they get approached by many more. So why does a woman, if she has all the power, have to go after a guy when she has so many men trying to vie for her?
Right.
Well, the key to that is usually a woman that's worth having isn't going. She's not looking for it. She's just going to let it happen.
Right. Okay.
And the thing is what happens is when a woman usually makes an approach on a guy, you know, about 90% of the time, it's not a pass like, hi, I'd like to date you or give you my phone number and let's go out. It's more along the lines of, I got a flat tire. Is there any way you can help me fix it? Or, you know, I need a quarter to pay for this cup of coffee. I only have 75 cents. I'm a singer. Do you happen to know of any club owners that are looking for a new singer? It's sort of like along that lines. It's not something that you. It's kind of like hunting. I mean, anybody has a hunting license and hunts?
No.
Okay, well, if a guy goes hunting, what is he going to do? He's going to go out into the field and he's just going to sit and wait for the deer to come along. And then when the deer comes along, he's going to shoot it.
Right, but most
and
guys
it's,
are
and
impatient.
And it's the same thing.
Most guys are impatient, so instead of sitting around and waiting like he's supposed to, he'll go out into the woods and scare the deer off, which guys do. They go up to women, and again, women are not—they're not dumb. They can smell the guy from far away. They know a guy that wants to sleep with her because they're used to that. They get guys going up to him all the time, and they meet a guy. A guy walks up, you know, they might give him a glance, but if they meet him, they say, "Oh, he just wants to sleep with me." They know that. Women have that sixth sense to themselves. And that's why I give women credit on that end. And that's why I always talk to these men out there that, look, sex is just like the amusement park. You go, you get on a ride, you leave the memories there. But if you have it on you, women can tell that. Women know. Women are not stupid. So then they realize, you know, if you just want to have sex with me, I'm going to do what I can to get what I want out of you, and you ain't going to get sex at all. Women are smart like that.
Yeah, so, and you know, the thing is a woman, like, who is it, the guy that said he gave, and then she just said that what happens is when a guy chases after a girl and he gives, women can smell that a mile away, and I guarantee you that if a woman is clever and crafty, she can weasel every single dime that you've got,
absolutely,
and then she'll
right.
walk away and go on to the next guy.
Yeah,
you want
let
to
me
stay
speak
away
on
from
it,
women like that.
Let me speak on it in terms of internet dating, because that's my expertise. Just came out with an e-book, by the way. But pretty much when a woman initiates contact on MySpace or Black Planet or what have you, usually it's in the form of a friend request. Or if it's a message, usually it's very, you know, it's very calculating, but usually it's very subtle. It's something about the page or, you know, nice spot. And if any of you guys have gone under some of these females, you know, page comments or their picture comments,
uh-huh.
you'll see these guys saying, man, I'd love to eat that.
Yep.
Man, you guys have seen all sorts of things. As a matter of fact, in this ebook that I just came out with, one of the people that I mentioned, there's this, if you guys write it down, it's on myspace.com/sheissoreal. This female, she has a blog section. She puts these guys on blast. And it's hilarious because a lot of these dudes, they come in and they say the most ridiculous things. I mean, and you know, I don't know how graphic I can get, but it gets pretty bad. I mean, you guys go on there, you guys can see for yourself. But you know, it's usually the guys who need to really step up their game. And
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know if you want me to segue into it now, but that's pretty much the whole basis of my ebook. It's called From MySpace to My Place.
Yeah.
And actually, the website is myspacetomyplace.com. So that's pretty much the overarching theme. How these guys they pretty much go way overboard. They have no game. They're taking pictures with no shirts on. They're, you know, they have Bed by Jay Holiday playing in the background, you know. So
yeah, but
they've got all their friends on their MySpace pages are porno queens.
That's also in there, exactly.
You know, yeah, I'll tell you something. If a guy, there's certain guys are just like into that, but there are those guys that are just the poor saps who just are lonely, and you know, a good old fashioned girl isn't going to give that guy the time of day. A woman that's really worth having and who is a real jewel will not give that guy the time of day at all.
Oh, sure she will. She'll give him
that's
the time
wrong.
Of day. She'll allow him to take her to dinner. She'll
nope.
allow him to buy her gifts and jewelry.
No. Nope.
But you know, oh, no. The,
nope.
But I'm
woman
talking about a 21st
worth,
century woman here. I'm talking
a woman. A woman that's worth having, and I'm a woman that's worth having. If a guy approaches me and he's got 5 million friends that are all porno queens and girls that are naked and stuff like that, there's no way in hell that I'm ever going to go out with him.
But on my end, what we teach on datingloveandsex.com is if you got to go and bend over backwards to even try to pick up a woman on the internet, you need to stay home. You shouldn't even be dating. I guess I don't believe in internet dating. That's the worst thing you can do, is try to establish a relationship with someone you haven't seen at all, and you're just passing words and pictures, because there are a lot, and I'm sure this guy who wrote this ebook can talk about, there's a lot of people out there that give you that sexy picture, and then when you meet them, they're not exactly what they say they were.
You're right about that.
And oh man, that's the main subject, the main theme in the book.
Yeah.
You know, it's happened, now thankfully it hasn't happened to me, it hasn't happened too bad, but man, my best friend happened to him. You know, just a complete lie. You know, she's saying, hey, you know, I look this way. She sent a picture. He saw her. It wasn't even the same chick. So, I mean, sometimes it can get real blatant.
Well, let me ask
you know, so.
JF back, because I want to give these guys a chance too, to talk, too, because we got another letter to read about exes, because I know we're digressing off of it, but this is good stuff also.
Okay.
But, JF, what do you think about this online dating?
No.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I think the only good thing about these online dating sites is this. for those people that give relationship advice and could possibly make any money off of it, like me, those are field dates to find new clients for what you have to offer and run your radio show.
Yeah.
That's the only good thing about them.
Easy picking.
In my opinion, because for all the people that desperately need advice.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's an approach to everything. I think online dating back in the day was very, very risky. Because back in the day, I used to move around a lot. I was a shy kid. So, you know, when I was 17, might have been even 16, I was young. But, you know, I would get on these chat lines, like the local phone chat lines. I don't know if you guys had them in your area. And, you know, I'd also get on AOL Instant Messenger. Not too much picture exchanging. So even though people lie about their pictures, a lot of times I didn't even have that. You were just kind of going off of, you know, I'm 5'5", I'm, you know, 120, you know, and you would just trust that and go with it. So I wouldn't have recommended it back in the day, but I think now if you got your game together, you know what to look for, you structure your profile right, you don't simp, and you just kind of, you know how to diagnose which women are the ones to get at versus the ones who are really not suitable for your game, then, you know, I think online dating is the way to go. And I think as long as you go into it with the right mindset, then, you know, you should be good.
You know what? I want you to come on my Tuesday show. I definitely want you to come on my show and chop it up with us. Cause,
that's what's up.
Yeah. when it comes to online dating, again, I'm against it, and I think you're for it, and I'd like you to come on the show and explain why. But as a man, what I don't understand with the men out there, and everybody don't even get your crayons out, is a simple question. Why is it that you have to go online and try to meet somebody instead of going out and just trying to, you don't need to go to the meat markets, you don't need to go to club. People are everywhere. Women are everywhere.
Right, right. I'm not talking about it as a replacement, but, you know, as supplemental. You know, and in my situation, like I said, you know, I used to move around a lot. I live in the boonies now. I mean, you guys wonder where 845 is. I'm in upstate New York. And depending where you are upstate, I mean, there could be nothing around here. I mean, for miles. I mean, for real. And then the small town I live in, man, I probably see a dime once a month, maybe.
Out of the mouth is what the person's really like in their soul. So if you don't necessarily need a photograph, but if you can, just by the way they talk, you can tell if a woman is genuine or not.
I'm going to let Dean take that one.
Let me, please. Okay, set this out. So you're on type number, and she's like, oh, you sound nice and this, and y'all get together. You know, I like to, you know, bird watch, and I like to knit, and, you know, and how you doing, and everything's fine, everything's dandy. How you look? Oh, I'm about 5'7", about 125. I've got long, curly lashes and locks, and, you know.
You want to know, if I was a man and a woman said that to me, do you know what I would think of her?
What?
This woman's full of shit.
But everybody wears that mask online.
The thing is, a woman that is worth catching, she's not going to say stuff like that at the beginning.
But see, that's the question. She would tell me because I would ask the question.
Talk is really cheap.
Right. But see, when you meet her, though, well, that's what I'm saying, and it goes back, you meet them, you think you know them, but you really don't know them.
I agree with that. But a woman who's worth having isn't going to say stuff like that.
She'll say it because that's the kind of question. I need you to give me a description. I want to know who I'm talking to. I want to know.
I'm Christina D.
Huh?
I'm Christina D.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm saying on the Internet. I'm saying if I was talking to someone on the Internet, I apologize. If I was talking to someone on the Internet, I need some kind of description or something that can give me some idea who I'm talking to.
Of course.
Yeah, but
course.
That's your biggest mistake right there. In the minute you start asking for a description, you're setting yourself up to be lied to.
Well,
you need to find out what the person is like by them volunteering information to you without you asking for it, because that's the only way you're going to get the truth about it.
Right, and when you meet her, she's like a 12-sandwich-eating, one Diet Coke-drinking chick, and you're like, wait a second here. You know, I love your personality, but whoa, wait a second here.
Yeah, I don't mean to talk about – now, I'm being specific to social networking sites as of today, like MySpace, Facebook, Black Planet. Those are the main three I talk about. There are a few others out there, but those are the ones where you just – you're not going by – someone's word necessarily. You have pictures to back it up, and usually you can tell if someone's sending out fake pictures. You see them advertising links on their page. They're, you know, they have pictures of video girls. I mean, you can kind of sift through it, you know, if you go in with the right instruments to kind of figure out what's what. So I mean, you're not really going in there blind. You're not relying on somebody's word. You see them right there in the flesh. You see who their friends are. You look at their friends' pages. You can basically get a good vibe off of someone's profile as to who they are. And how you come at them, basically, in the way they respond to you, you can kind of get a good feel.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not like back in the day where you were just trusting.
I just think the internet is good for guys who don't know how to communicate, who don't know how to talk. It's a good time for them to practice. Talk to
them. Oh, absolutely.
I think it's good practice.
I never thought about that.
Before we go into it anymore, let me give everyone a phone number because I know the line's about to cut off. The number, again, is 646-716-7911. You can call in and still listen to the show because a lot of people are just all hyped up in the chat room. It's just crazy. But before we go into that, I want to change the subject slightly because another person just sent me an email about their ex, and they want y'all to solve it, particularly you, Dean.
Okay.
They say, in October 2005, my former girlfriend turned friend, Jay, not her real name, began hanging out with my ex-fiancé and her new boyfriend.
Strike one.
Apparently, she did not get along too well with my ex and decided to cut all ties to her, which include her boyfriend and me. Prior to this falling out, she called me constantly asking to hang out, catch up on old times. She had even given me directions to a new apartment and invited me to come over. Now, when I arrive at her apartment after 45 minutes to drive from Greensboro, North Carolina to Durham, North Carolina, her exact words to me were, I'm sorry you wasted a trip here, and I should have called before you came to tell you not to come. To be perfectly honest, I could have used you for a free movie and a dinner, but decided against it. Nope, this is coming from someone claiming to be my friend. I believe that there is a lot of drama involved with you and T. I guess they're putting in her perspective, telling him that, which is her ex-fiance and her boyfriend. Right now, I don't wish to be a part of it, and I don't think we should hang out anymore. Please make sure you leave directions to my place. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that was a clear statement to get the hell out of here and don't come back to a person that had nothing to do with her situation and was only involved because he had known only one of the parties and at that time still talked to them on occasion. Fast forward to 6 months later, I received a phone call from Jay, surprised by the fact that I had deleted her phone number and had no contact with her in months. Her words were, now, oh, you misunderstood. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just didn't want to deal with your crazy ex, okay? She couldn't just come out and apologize for acting irrational and try to build a broken bridge. No, according to her, the whole affair was my doing, and the honest was on me, or the anus, or whatever was on me, right, to make things right. Right after that call, she sent me a text stating that she would be in town, and she could trash at my place if needed. Needless to say, I have yet to return her message, and my advice to everyone, always ex your ex, JS. what do you think about this?
Well, in that particular situation, he's right about exing her because, first off, out of the mouth of the woman is what she's really thinking in her soul. And if a woman comes back and says, oh, I was not kidding, I didn't mean that, she's lying.
But you gotta,
liar.
Right, but women are the greatest magicians in the world. They
entice
us. Well,
men need to learn our tricks.
Right, but you're absolutely right, and that's what look. That's what we hear. That's what you're here to teach, and that's what I'm here to teach. Because women, these women are good. These women are good. But like say,
and there's poor guys out there that are really. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who really are just lonely, and they need somebody to talk to. They're sick and tired of the BS, and they just really want to find a good relationship. And I mean, I'm 40 years old, former model. I've worked with all kinds of girls, and I've made just about every single mistake there is to make in life as far as relationships go. And a lot of the stuff that I teach on my show, granted, a lot of people don't really want to hear, but I'm here to tell what I learned, and, you know, I'd love to hear your side of the story, but... You know, I mean, and then you guys, you can make your own choices, but sometimes, I hate to say this, but sometimes some people just need to get burnt in order to learn their lesson, because some of them just won't listen, and it takes them to get burnt in order for them to learn. Just hopefully they didn't get married. It's just they got burnt by a girlfriend.
But that's the problem, the loneliness. That's the key. That's the main thing you said, loneliness. A lot of guys out there lonely, just like you. I'm 36. I'm a professional lesbian. I did sleep in the Holiday Inn. Just want to let everyone know. But I'm here to show guys that, look, your value is in yourselves. You got to put more value into yourselves instead of putting it into other things or other women to think that they're going to please you. It has to start with you. You have to build the foundation. And it's just like a lot of these guys don't have a foundation. They don't know what they really want. They think they know what they want, but they have no idea. And then they lose themselves. They listen to a lot of people, these gurus or these mystery method guys that tell you to wear makeup and lipstick and eyeliner to impress a woman or tell a woman something negative to turn her on. You know, they're lost.
Yeah.
And they need people like us to tell them, look, you have to be real about yourself. You have to be real about the game, honesty. You have to know the world. You have to know what's going on. And that's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the truth. You got to be real with yourself, because if you don't be real with yourself, who can you be real with? And some people just be in fantasy world sometimes, especially the younger crowd, because I know.
Right.
Trust me. I mean, it's real crazy dealing with that mess. Now,
see,
go ahead. What you say?
Like I was saying before, all men are a certain way, and all women are a certain way. We play our roles differently, but when you can educate yourself about what the opposite sex is really all about and how they play games and stuff, the more you're going to be protected about who to stay away from.
Ask the right questions. They don't add. Men have lost the art of communication. They have lost. They don't, and they think that getting a woman's number is the end of the game. That's not even the game. And if you're looking at, and I just want to say this one thing, before I got to go real quick. But guys, getting a woman's number has nothing to do with the game. Anybody can get a phone number. Anybody can. It's simple. It's what you do with the number that counts. But look here, man. I got to go. But hey, the guy who has the internet thing.
Go to
my site and send me an email,
no problem.
I would love to have you on my show as a guest. And the lady, I forgot your name.
Christina D.
Yeah. Come if you can just go to datingloveandsex.com and just send me an email. We'd love to have you as a guest also.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but
is it and?
I'm sorry.
DatingLoveAndSex.com?
Yeah, DatingLoveAndSex.com. Yeah, just
okay.
Go there and send me an email, and I'll hook up with y'all because we do something on Tuesdays. But I thank you for having me on the show, man. I really do appreciate that, man.
All right, Dean, man. Right, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Y'all have a good one. And, hey, like I say, these women are not stupid, man. Y'all need to wake up. Y'all take care.
You know, I don't know if this is something that you want me to say or not, but did you know that the Bible warns men? I mean, I'd have to say it's like in 50% of most of the passages in Scripture, warning men the types of women to stay away from.
Oh, you talking about that right now? Hold on, everyone bring that up. Yeah, y'all heard that. Now, I just see y'all on the thing. Y'all, everyone talking about reading Proverbs now. Go ahead and let people know, because these guys out here need to know, like the dean said, they need to know. Go ahead. I want you to go ahead with that.
Well, Proverbs chapter 7 is probably one of my favorites. It talks about the woman who's she's married and her husband's away, and this poor guy just, you know, walks back and forth and, you know, gives a look, you know, I wonder what she's doing. And she comes out and she's like, oh, she throws her arms around him. Oh, I've been waiting for you to come by. Where have you been? You know, and she says, I've finished, you know, everything around the house. It looks nice. And, boy, it's, you know what? You look cold. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee? I bet you. Come out of the snow. Come on, dearie. I'll fix you up a nice hot cup of coffee. Okay, and the thing is she comes out and approaches him practically wearing nothing or something really slinky and sexy that just motivates his sexual organs to go wild, you know, and he knows that she's married, but she's, oh, come on in, you know, let's fix you a nice hot cup of coffee, and then so she makes it, you know, he's like, well, he's lonely, and so he, you know, comes in, has a nice hot cup of coffee and stuff, and then, you know, he comes in, and then what she does, she goes, oh, you know what, come over here, darling, oh, my back. It just itches like crazy, you know. And then, you know, something may come off. Could you like scratch it for me, you know? And then one thing leads to another, and before you know it, he's in bed with her, and he gets addicted to it. You know, he gets addicted to it, and she, you know, play the harlot, and you know, oh, you know what? I really need this. Could you buy it for me? And then, you know, she exchanges sex for money. And then, you know, he winds up, you know, my husband's so abusive, the monster. Oh, he's just awful. Ooh, you know. And, that's the kind of the way I look at Proverbs chapter 7, you know. And it says that, you know, women, you know, with their flattery and enticing speech, you know, he'll follow her at once, and he's like an ox going to the slaughter, like a trapped stag. But he doesn't know that eventually an arrow is going to pierce his heart. And I had one guy that did that. The woman was single now. She ended up dying, and that really pierced his heart because he fell in love with her. And I really do feel that, you know, there are men out there who they just want to feel like they're important, and yep. You know, sure. And a lot of women they're out there and they're going to take advantage of you guys.
Right. Yeah. The problem is that these men are going into the relationship looking for, I don't know, many times a mother figure, but they're looking for somebody to lean on instead of going into the relationship already being complete within themselves. If you go into a relationship looking to complete yourself, in a way, you're kind of setting yourself up. Because if something happens, and if that person was pretty much the reason for your existence, then, you know, you have nothing to stand on.
Yeah, I mean,
problem right there. I mean, these guys, they are a little weak, and I'm sure I'm probably backing Dean up on it. In that, you know, from the very moment that relationship begins, the very moment you meet somebody, you have to set a tone. And if you started off on as a simp, that's the way she's going to see you, and that's the way you end up. You know, first impressions are lasting.
We got a lot of Bible-like freaks like that in the world now. I mean, doing stuff like that, trying to seduce guys. But, I mean, guys got to take, you know, because no one sticks a gun up to their hand until, you know, their head tells them this. Do it. You know, you got to make that choice, and you got to use logic. You can't use emotion, I say.
Well, there's, you know, like with men, okay, there's nothing wrong with, I mean, you know, of course you got to have your, you know, your career set. You got to know the kind of person you are and stuff like that. But one of the things that's really important for both men and women to realize is that if you find your soulmate and you don't settle for anything less than what you want, there is a passage in Scripture that says that that person will bring you the greatest amount of joy. But the thing is, the problem with both men and women, they think that anybody is going to bring that amount of joy, and it's only one person. And you got to learn to recognize it. It's women need to learn the skill more important than men do, because it's the woman that's got to submit herself as far as the authority underneath the guy. And if women raise the bar and set their standards, you know, the guy is going to clearly see that, hey, this is the woman, this is the kind of woman that I'd like to spend the rest of my life with. Because, but if a woman doesn't raise the bar, I mean, you can't expect men to do it. It's the woman that's got to do it. Because the more we learn how to treat men like the gentlemen that they are, and I know that there's a lot of guys out there who are just sleazebags, but I'm even talking about the sleazebags as well. You know, if you're nice to everybody, doesn't mean you have to befriend them. But if you're nice to people and you generally really care about people and you're, I don't know, you just go out of your way to make a conversation with somebody nice. I don't see any reason why, you know, that wouldn't motivate a man to change just a little bit because, hey, I want a girl like that. Because she knows that she's not going to, the women that are worth having, if they don't let their guard down or set their standards down, and they clearly say, well, you know what, if you're like this, this, and this, you know, I'm sorry, it's not really going to go past a hello.
He's going to have to make a choice. They say, well, you don't want to change a man, let that person change on their own will, because are you trying to change them into something? Therefore, you didn't really like who they were originally. And
absolutely,
I think you shouldn't change anyone. Like, let them change on their own. Don't force change. You don't want to be like, you need to be like this. Because at the end, they ain't going to like that person. They just leave the person. Because that's happened to my friend before. What are your thoughts about that, Mr. 910?
I'll repeat that.
About changing, forcing change on someone. Telling them that they got to change.
Well, I think a woman's got to do it in a way where she's not telling him. It's kind of like say, for example, let's say a woman knows that a guy goes out and dates a lot of women and kisses them, okay, and all of a sudden he leans over and he wants to kiss her. Well, one of the things that I would do, and this is just me personally, is I would say no. You know, I mean, I would like, you know, the kiss to be, you know, somebody that's exclusively my boyfriend. And, you know, and then I would leave the ball up in his point. Does he want to stop kissing all these other girls and just kiss me or what? It's kind of like a choice. And but you can't say it. You just got to say, you know, this is what I want, and then just leave it there. I mean, and if a guy comes and approaches me and he says, like, you know, oh, I really want to take you out, but I noticed that he's got this, this, and this, you know, I'm gonna clearly tell him, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, the kind of men that I really would spend time alone with are these kind of guys, and, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, and the choice has got to be up to them. You know, are you gonna stop doing some of the things that you're doing or not?
Yeah, I mean, you can make
that's what I'm talking about. You know, just
people can make a request. But as far as, like, bashing it over the head that you got to change, this ain't working, because people got to change on their own. It's just like how my mom said, you know, you can take a child, you can take someone to church, and they might still not get nothing. It's until they feel like they need to go to church, they will really call for change. That's the thing about change right there. You can do different types of change, you know, depending on what type of power. If you're the president, you can call for change, or you're some person that's an activist, you can cause change through hearts and stuff. But change to please that person, I mean, you're going to change regardless, but it's got to be changed on your own will. But before we do that, you know, before we give you a comment or anything, I think we got some callers coming in. I want to see if they got any thoughts. 478, do you have any comments, or are you just listening, or what? 478? Okay.
Oh, hey, no, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, she was just listening. My bad, I didn't mean to do that to you. Let's put on 203. 203, are you there? Do you have any comments to say or questions?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I was listening, but I wanted to make a comment about the relationship. This is Coach K. I'm in the chat room.
Okay.
And I think in a relationship, as far as change is concerned, it's both parties' job to be both the critic and the cheerleader. And the critic identifies changes that needs to be made, and the cheerleader, you know, encourages when the changes are done and encourages you to be better and to do better. So, no, changes, you can't force anyone to change, but when you're in a relationship, you should be prepared to have that confrontation or to have that request made to change.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true right there. That's some deep stuff right there. So, I mean, like I say, change and stuff, that's also dealing with that factor of the X, because, you know, some people get to that point where they do change, then they be like, no, this ain't working, I can't do this.
Right.
And it's crazy. I mean, there was a documentary. I know this is off subject a little bit, but there was a documentary about Edward Teach, if y'all don't know who that is, a flat beard, he was a pirate. And he was trying to settle as a regular man instead of being a pirate. And it was working along until his wife, or I think that was his wife, was forcing change on him. He couldn't take it no more. He just reverted back to a pirate. And he gave his wife to all his comrades on the ship. True story. So,
mm-hmm.
It's not that a string, I mean, as changing people, but it can revert back. Someone can revert back. You force them to change. And that's the greatest fear that you should have.
Yeah, I mean, a healthy relationship to me is you're going in and having your partner be your second pair of eyes. And that is not only to watch out for other people, but to also watch out for your shadow side, because we all have them.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you should be ready and prepared to have that request made. You know what, Keisha, you bugging or you eating too much or whatever it may be. You know, you need to pay attention to this. And I think you should be able to pay attention to it and not get upset when a request is made from you, from your partner.
Exactly, exactly. I thank you for that comment, right? I'm going to put you back on mute.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, but yeah, like you say, you know, Coach K got some good knowledge right there. You can check her out as well, too. But, I mean, other than that, I think we did a very great show. I mean, this show was hot, I'm telling you. And I want to thank everyone that came on my show. I want everyone that's on my show right now to give out their information. I want to do ladies first, so Christina, you first. Let everyone know who you are, where you at, how to see your show.
My name is Christina D., and I also have a talk show on relationships. It's geared towards the teenage boy and girl and any woman who's under the age of 40. And I take a biblical perspective and teach people how relationships work, and a lot of it's based on my experience and the mistakes that I've made. Willing to listen to both sides of the fence, give both sides of the story so that the viewer can make up their mind and, you know, what they would like to do. You want to check me out, I'm at blogtalkradio.com/Christina, spelled with a C, and it's D-double-E, and I'm the brunette in the bottom, with the long hair, so it's me.
Yeah, what about you, Royal?
Okay, she was the only lady on the line.
Yeah, Coach.
Oh, okay, all right, well, yeah, first of all, great show. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as me, all of my contact information. First off, I just released an ebook. It's called From My Space to My Place, How to Meet and Beat Chicks from the Net. And my target audience, again, is pretty much younger single men who are still in their player stage. Despite the provocative title, it's still a very good book that promotes real, honest, and just good game for the Internet. So you can get the book. You can also read some chapter excerpts go to www.myspacetomyplace.com, or you can also go to my MySpace page, set up for the ebook. It's at myspace.com/myspacetomyplaceauthor. And that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me via MySpace.
So your MySpace page is myspacetomyplaceauthor, and then author at the.
Mm-hmm.
He's still author for me.
I'll go ahead and throw it in the chat room. Are you on there?
Yeah, I am. It's
yeah, A-U-T-H-O-R.
Okay, okay. Mr. 910, what are your final thoughts? I know you, along with me, are on the same thing. I'm about to get our information, but any thoughts?
Yeah, man, this show was very good. The guests we had tonight was very good. You know, I enjoyed the show. You know, I learned some things from what they said, you know, some good ideas, and it's a great show.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give out my information. Again, folks, if you want to subscribe to all our shows, it's a little button called RSS. Hit on it, subscribe to it. You can burn these like I did on the commercial earlier. If you didn't listen to it, I'm not going to play it again. It's long, but basically you just click on my page and you'll see nothing but the truth. And you can see all the options as far as downloading this, burning it, sharing it, whatever you want to do. I want y'all to make sure you go to MySpace and add me as your friend so you can stay in contact with us as far as our season break goes. We'll let you know what things we are working on. Just to throw it out there. Again, it's www.myspace.com/ND_truth. Okay.
Could you put that in the chat room too?
Yeah. And Yahoo email is nd_truth@yahoo.com. Check us out there. Send us your thoughts about the show. Let us know if we can help you out. If we can't help you out, you heard how many people came on here for relationship advice. We'll get you to the right person, honestly. Christina laid a lot of facts on the show. DT, Coach K came in real quick and laid the facts now. Dean, Royal, all of us came in here. I mean, we can get you to the right people. If you don't like our answer, we'll point you to the same to another person that can give you the answer that you're looking for. Our home site is http://home.earthlink.net/squiggle. Luke Brooks 1302. And our voicemail is 641-715-3900. The extension is 33271#. Call us up. Let us know what your thoughts were, because I know a lot of people tune in to listen to this show. And also for the host that came on, the guest host, you can also add the audio link to what we just did today, the audio link, the audio play, if you want to call it, and create a blog on your page. It won't have to play on your main page, but you can turn it into a blog, and it will. I don't plan on changing or doing another show for another month for nothing but the truth. So if that's all right with y'all, I would like y'all to do that.
I'm definitely going to put a link to the show tonight on mine. Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Everyone, I'm for real, seriously, don't miss out on this. Play. I want y'all to burn the whole thing, listeners. I want you to burn all of the shows that I did from August and play. You can play this during Christmas. It'd be a great time to get around the family and play this, you know? We really laid down some honest stuff as far as helping you out with relationship problems. Because a lot of people tuned in. I expected it was going to be this many, but a lot tuned in. And it's just wow. And I wish everyone to stay safe. Have a great Christmas, everyone. Honestly, have a great Christmas. If you don't believe in Christmas, you have another holiday believing. Have that, you know. As far as that's going, I want you to have a great New Year's and have a New Year's resolution as far as relationship goes. That's what you want to have done. But you got to remember, the change can only happen if you want to have change. You can't say you want this person to change if you're not willing to change, okay? But till then, I wish y'all a great night, great week. Hope to see you next year. Come back next month, and we're really going to lay it down. God bless. Thank you. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, one more thing before I let this go. I'm going to play something for y'all to think about.